Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April 4, 2011. Palestinian Jewish actor and activist killed in Jenin. Meanwhile, Israeli military invades Belayim, searching for international peace activists. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian director and actor Giuliano Meir Khamis, aged 53, was found dead in Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank on Monday. Jenin Police Chief Mohammed Tayyim claimed that Mr. Meir Khamis was shot 5 times by unknown militants, but police are still investigating the murder. Meir Khamis was well known in Palestine, Israel, as well as abroad for his acting in both film and theater, and was also a director of note. Meir Khamis was born in Nazareth to a Jewish mother and a Palestinian father and lived most of his life in the Jenin refugee camp. He founded the Freedom Theater for Jenin Children, a well-known initiative in Palestine. In other news, 76 buildings were demolished in March, resulting in the displacement of 158 people, including 64 children, according to a report published recently by the United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. This brings the total number of displaced persons in 2011 to 333, including 175 children. UNRWA spokesman Chris Guinness claimed that this was, quote, discrimination against one ethnic group, end quote. Also in the West Bank, a number of Israeli soldiers and policemen invaded on Monday at dawn Belayim village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, broke into and searched several homes under the pretext of searching for international peace activists. The Popular Committee Against Wall and Settlements in Belayim reported that soldiers invaded the village approximately at 1:30 after midnight and broke into the homes of Ali Bornat and Khamis Abu Rahma. Belayim village plays a leading role in creative non-violent resistance against the wall and settlements. A committee of the Israeli Jerusalem Municipal Government began on Monday to implement a plan to expand the illegal settlement of Gilo, located on the land of the Palestinian town of Beit Jala, by new 942 houses. Another illegal settlement, Nufim, received recognition by the Israeli government and will be allowed to proceed with expansion plans. After a 5-month recess, the Haifa District Court resumed a hearing on Sunday, April 3rd, in the civil lawsuit filed by Rachel Khoury's family against the State of Israel for her unlawful murder in Rafah, Gaza, on March 16, 2003. Rachel was an American student, activist, and human rights defender who was crushed by an Israeli military Caterpillar D9R bulldozer while nonviolently protesting the demolition of Palestinian homes. In political news, Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs Avigdor Lieberman said Monday that the United Nations recognition of a Palestinian state in September will, quote, destroy everything, end quote. Lieberman told his Argentinian opponent Hector Timmerman that if the UN recognizes a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders, out of the framework of the negotiations, it will destroy all the achievements reached so far and will affect Israel's relations